This is A Look at Legacy, the impact of Minnesota's Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment.
We sing the song of a railroad.
The 1940s and 50s were a pivotal time in railroad history, an era that saw the last great steam locomotives, the first diesels, the sleek post-war passenger trains.
The Empire Builder.
Railroads employed thousands of workers and connected communities to the rest of the world, says Minnesota historian Steve Kleshinsky.
You had shops, for example, in Two Harbors and St. Cloud and St. Paul. And then in every city and town in that era, they all had depots, and the depot agent was the center of the community, more or less.
But competition from the interstate highway system and the airline industry changed all that. Kleshinsky tells the story in Minnesota Railroads, A Photographic History, 1940 to 2012, a book published with support from the Legacy Amendment. After Congress deregulated the industry in 1980, railroads became profitable again, says Kleshinsky, and freight trains now haul more tonnage than they did in World War II. In Minnesota, they still carry iron ore, and brand new locomotives are pulling tankers filled with ethanol.
While Minnesota railroads were once mighty industrial companies, really they're back today as a mighty transportation industry. You just don't see it. It's just not right there in front of you.
A Look at Legacy is a production of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampers.org.